These pesky viruses, they just keep mutating like zombies digging back up out of their hastily filled graves. This latest one, according to frantic news accounts from every network, newspaper, media platform, and gossip, appears to be mutated like nothing before. Some 60 mutations on its little self. God only knows what it's capable of, what it might do, who it might infect, where it will show its spiky face next. And just when you thought you were safe. 2 inoculations and a booster, plus masks still worn and public avoidance still in effect. What? Me worry? Of course, back in Wisconsin, where I just spent a couple of weeks, they stopped worrying long ago. Mostly anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists. COVID? Nah, they don't believe it's real. So what if their hospitals are filling up again? Facts don't scare them. I rarely saw a mask on anybody in the grocery stores other than myself. So you can bet the Omicron variation won't convince them any more than the Delta that vaccines might help. They don't need your damn help. And you know what? I'm not offering to help. Like how? Tell them about Charlie Darwin? Isn't this the whole point about evolution? You got a brain that feeds on QAnon and Breitbart? Well, it's going to atrophy. Simple as that. Eat a banana and climb up a rope. Meanwhile, back here on the ground, we got scientists working around the clock, monitoring cases, checking out severity, transmission speed, DNA sequencing, all that mumbo-jumbo the folks who don't believe in COVID think is bogus. And who knows? Maybe this new variant will be the one that dominates and is less deadly. Just a seasonal flu down the road. More Darwin, more evolution when it comes to these replicating bugs. Give me science as a weapon to fight this. Maybe stop with the hair-on-fire news media reports, and good luck to the folks who think 750,000 dead Americans is nothing worse than a cold. Duh.